All right, we're beginning at the bottom of Kuf Yud Tet Amud Bet with the statement of the Gemara, Upliga de Rabbi Elazar, that this argues on the position of Rabbi Elazar. Now, what argues on the position of Rabbi Elazar will actually affect how you read Rami Bar Chama. We had two statements from Rami Bar Chama. What we're going to do now is that we're going to read the Gemara based on what we have in our Gemaras right now, which is basically Shita de Tosfot, which is the Sfarim Yishanim, the older books had this Girsa, and it's the Girsa that we actually have in our Gemara. Rashi had an alternative Girsa, a totally different Girsa in the Gemara, both on Amud Aleph of Kuf Chaf, and that also influenced his Girsa here in Rami Bar Chama. It's interesting, in general, when we find Rashi says, Hachi Garsinan, our Gemara usually reads that way, meaning that the Gemaras were redacted to match with Rashi's Girsa. Here happens to be one of those times where Rashi's Girsa did not necessarily take hold, and we actually have to, within our Gemaras, the Girsa that Tosafot or the Sfarim Yishanim had. So now Rami Bar Chama made two statements. One statement was that if you take something that was supposed to go on a Bama Ktana into a Bama Gdola, then the first statement was Yesh Chitzui, that it takes on the dinim of the Bama Gdola. Then there's an Ikadamre that had the other way around, that if you take it into a Bama Gdola, a Bama Ktana that should have been, Karbana should have gone a Bama Ktana, you take it into a Bama Gdola, it retains its dinim of a Bama Gdola, and therefore ain chitzui. There's no dinim of a Bama Gdola. And that, according to the way we have it, again, this is the lashon that we have in our Gemara, then that would be Upliga de Rabbi Elazar. That second lashon of Rami Bar Chama will argue with Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Elazar, what does he say? Olat Bamat Yachid. This is the Olav of Bamat Yachid, exactly what we were describing. Some that should have gone on Bamat Yachid. Shechnisa Bifnim. That he took inside to the Bama Gdola. Kaltua Mechitzot Uchol Davar. The Mechitzot absorb it, take it in for all items. What's the Chol Davar here? It means that it becomes or now requires everything that would be done to a korban that goes on a Bama Gdola. So that would be the second statement of Rami Bar Chama, says that it's irrelevant. If I had a korban olah that was a Bama Ktana and I bring it into the Bama Gdola, it remains with the dinim of the Bama Ktana. And over here we have Rabbi Elazar saying no, that if it goes into the Mechitzot, Kaltua Mechitzot, the Mechitzot absorb it to the point where it now requires all the dinim of a Bama Gdola. Now, by Rabbi Zeira, Olat Bamat Yachid. Talking about again, an olah of a Bamat Yachid. Sheikh Nisa Lifnim, he took it in, like the statement of Rabbi Elazar, Ben Vahotzi Uala. But then he took it out of the mechitzot. He brought it into the mechitzot, and now he's taking out the mechitzot. Mahu, what's the din? Mi amrinan, do we say, kevin de'aylo kautola mechitzata? That since you took it in, the mechitzot take hold of it, and that's it. There's nothing more to discuss. O Dilma, kevin de'hadar, hadar. Or maybe since you took it out again, it removes it. Only once it's inside the mechitzot does it have that din. But once you've taken it out of the mechitzot, it no longer has that din. So where it says, lav hainu plug. The Rabba of Rav Yosef. Is this not the machloket between Rabba and Rav Yosef? It's not. We have a Mishnah. Now, truthfully, this will not be a Mishnah. Based on the Girsa that we have in front of you, it's actually not a quote from the Mishnah, but we'll just say Tan. Kodshe Kodashim, Shishochtam Bidaron. If you have Kodshim Kodashim, which require to be shechted normally in the Tzafon, they have to be in the Tzafon Mizbeach, but instead they were shechted Bidaron. Moalim Bahem, they have a din of Mi'ilah. Korbanot have a din of Mi'ilah because they belong to Hekdesh, and a Mi'ilah, or the sense of Mi'ilah, is only remove once the mitzvah is done with them, or there's another way to get rid of the mi'ilah, which is if they die. And once they die, they automatically have the mi'ilah dissipate from them or not exist anymore. If you think that the shechita that you do in the Darom has some value, if it has some value within Kodesh, then that's why the mi'ilah remains. The mi'ilah remains because it wasn't like you just killed the animal and that's it. But you did a shechita b'darom, so there was a minor problem, but it wasn't so bad or so difficult that it's like you killed the animal, but rather you did something with a mistake in it. And because of that, the mi'ilah remains with this animal. Now, the girsa that we have in front of us, again, this Rashi eliminates because it's not in the Mishnah mi'ilah, but im alu lo yerdu. If they go up on the mizbeach, for such an animal, that's quote-unquote psulo b'kodesh, it's not exactly psulo b'kodesh because as Tosfos' definition of Pesulah B'Kodesh means it happens after Shechita. And according to Rashi's definition, it has to be something that it happens in the context of Kodesh. So that might have a din in Pesulah B'Kodesh. But it's not as strong as a normal Pesulah B'Kodesh. Nevertheless, Imalu, Lo Yerdu. Once they end up on the Mizbeach...
After the Shechita,
yeah, and they ended up on the Mizbeach, Lo Yerdu. They're not taken off. V'Bailuhu. Now, this is the question, again, we're reading with the Girsa of Tosfot. Yardu, if they went down, Mahu Shialu, what's the din of returning them to the Mizbeach? Usually, it's a straightforward din we've had before, that Imalu, Lo Yardu. If a Korban that wasn't supposed to go to the Mizbeach ended up there because of Psula B'Kodesh, it stays. Im Yardu, if they come down, Lo Yalu, you don't take them back up. It's a two-way street there. If it goes up, it stays. If it comes down, it stays. You don't put it back on. So the question here of the Gemara, are Yardu, Mahu Shialu, if it comes down, should you put them back on? Can't be the normal question, because we know for certain, we have an explicit Mishnah early in the Masechta that says, if something was Alu, Lo Yardu, if it's Yarad, Lo Yale, that you don't put it back up there. So you have to be talking about here, as Tosfos clarifies, that it's a case, B'mashla Bahena Or, that the fire already took hold of them. And that we also saw earlier in the Masechta, that once the fire takes hold of them, then already they become part of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has swallowed them. Kaltua Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has taken them on. So that's the question here. Yardu, after the Ish is Mashlabahen, Yardu, Mashu Yalu, do you have to return to the Mizbeach? Rabba Mar Lo Yalu. Rabbi says, do not put them back on. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Amar Yalu. Then Rabbi Yosef says, put them back on. So here's the machlokas, whether you return them after Mashlahen, Bahena, or what is the din of returning them onto the Mizbeach or not? So now the Gemara says, Tibai the Rabba and Tibai the Rabbi Yosef. The question of what we said before, if you bring it into the Mechitzot and take it out. So we suggested at first that it should be the same thing as Rabba and Rabbi Yosef's Machloket. Here you have something, Shechita B'Darom is the equivalent of doing a Shechita and a Korban in the wrong place. The Bamat Yachid, a Korban that belongs in a Bamat Yachid, and you bring it into the Mechitzot of the Bamat Gdola, and if you shecht it there, you're doing the Shechita in the wrong place. The Shechita should have been done by the Bamat Yachid. Now it's being done in the Bamat Gdola. So what's the din? Well, you had this Korban that was placed on the fire, Mashlaba Henaor, then Im Yardu, if it's taken down, Im Yalu, do we return it? So the same thing over here. What's the story? When you take out that animal that was already inside the Mechitzot, Shechita in the Mechitzot, now you take it out and put it on the Bamat Yachid. Do you then put it on the Bamat Yachid? Or do you have to return it to the Bamat Gdola and put it on the Bamat Gdola? That's the question here. Now Gemara says, you can't conclude anything from Machlokas Rabba Yosef, because Tibai the Rabba and Tibai the Yosef, despite their opinions by Shechita B'Darom, they will still have a question over here. And that is because Tibai the Rabba, according to Rabba, it'll be a question. Ad kan lo kamar Rabba, Ella, Rabba's din over there, by the case of Shechita B'Darom is B'Mizbeach, because they were discussing the Mizbeach. And we know from earlier in the Masechta B'Mizbeach HaMekadesh that Chazilei Mekadesh. That if something that's Ro'oi the Mizbeach, it is Mekadesh. Delo Chazi, but it's not Ro'oi for the Mizbeach, Lo Mekadesh. That's the din in the Mizbeach. That's the din we learned back on the Mizbeach HaMekadesh, is that Mizbeach's not Mekadesh everything. It's only Mekadesh Dvarim HaRo'im La. So it has to be Davar HaRa'oila. Over here, this is not something as Davar HaRa'oila. The problem happened, B'Shechita B'Darom, happened, it's not really Psula B'Kodesh, and therefore according to Rabba, you don't return it to the Mizbeach. On the other hand, Ava Mechitza doesn't have such a din. Ava Gavdalo Chazilei Kalta. That despite the fact it doesn't belong inside the Mechitzot, and it's not necessarily Ra'oi to be here because it was for the Bamat HaYachid. Nevertheless, once you did the Shechita in there, maybe the Mechitzot take hold of it and you can't remove it. So that would say that Mechitzot have a broader capture than the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach only captures things that are Ra'oi La. Mechitzot capture anything within its confines, anything that's inside of the Mechitzot. So maybe Rabbo, who believes by Shechita B'Darom, that once if it came off the Mizbeach, don't put it back on. Over here, you might say, if you shechted it inside the Mechitzot and then took it out, you got to bring it back and put it on the Bamat Gdola. You can't go put it on the Bamat Yachid. Oh, Dilma, afilu the Rabbi Yosef. Even according to Rabbi Yosef, it will be Tibai the Rabbi Yosef. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yosef hatam el dechad makomho. Over there, it's a single place. Meaning that the question only is about the Mizbeach. You're inside the Azara. Just a question of on the Mizbeach, not on the Mizbeach. Whereas over here, v'ahocha detrei mikomot ninhu. Over here, we're talking about two locations. First, he had it inside the Mechitzot, and now he's taking it outside the Mechitzot.
They say that it's all one place.
Zara. Chad Makom is that the Azara is one place. Doesn't it? Darom, Safon. All right, so it's within the confines of the Azara. Maybe not an exact location in the Azara, but it's in the same place in the Azara. But here, it's Bamat Yachin and Bamat Tzibur. You have it inside the Mechitzot, and then you're taking it outside the Mechitzot. You have something that belonged to Bamat Yachin, bring it in the Mechitzot, Ushchit, and then take it out. So you're dealing with Trey Makom out. And maybe a Bahaka Trey Makom out, then who? And therefore not. Or Dilma Lo. Or maybe not. And the same thing with 4 by Rab. Or Dilma Lo. And therefore, we're going to end up with an inconclusive or Teku. We can't conclude anything. Just because we know what Rab and Rav Yosef hold by Shechita B'Darom is not going to shed light on this issue of if you did the Shechita inside the Bama Gdola with something that should have been a Bamat Yachid and then took it out, we won't have a din whether you have to return it or not. So that the Gemara leaves as a Teku. That is the reading according to Tosafot. And again, the highlights of what Tosafot says, number one, it's only arguing. Pliga de Rabbi Lazar only argues on the second Lashon of Rami Bar Chama. Number two is, we're talking about the Shechita being done inside by the Mechitzot, inside by the Bama Gdola. And number three is, that the question at hand with Rabbi Rav Yosef's Machlokas is, if it came off the Mizbeach, can you return it to the Mizbeach? Those are the highlights of Tosafot Shita. Rashi takes issue with the Shita. One of the main reasons Rashi takes issue with the Shita is that there's a Gemara, or a Mishnah, that they're quoting from Mi'ilah. The exact same Gemara exists in Mi'ilah. And over there, the Lashon is totally different. And Rashi says, they're quoting, it says, Ditznan, there's a Mishnah there. And the Mishnah Mi'ilah says, Kodshei Kodeshim Sheshachtam B'Darom, Ma'alim Behem. The words, Imalu Lo Yerdu, do not exist in that Mishnah. Then the Gemara asks the question, Ibay Elohu, Alu, if they went up on the Mizbeach, Yerdu or not Yerdu? It's the basic, it's the fundamental question, right? The fundamental question is this one of those items that Imalu Lo Yerdu? And that's the machlokas between Rabbi Rav Yosef is, if it's alu, is it psula b'kodesh or not psula b'kodesh? That's the machlokas between them. That is the din that we find in Mi'ilah. There's a whole Gemara in Mi'ilah, and it's not what we have here. So Rashi says, how can you explain here? Here's a Gemara that reads exact opposite, or it's almost totally different than we have in Mi'ilah, but it's running on the same question and the same Mishnah. So Rashi reconciles between the two, and makes the Gemara here read like it did in Mi'ilah. Now, Rashi now has to explain what the question is. Im alu lo yerdu. What's the question here? What's the machloket here between Rabba and Rav Yosef? Now, by taking a step back, Rashi also says that the pliga de Rabbi Lazar is on shtei lishonot, on both lishonot of Rami Bar Chama. And that comes back to Rami Bar Chama yesterday. There were two girsaot in the Gemara. The girsa that we have in front of us, which again accords with Tosafot, and matches up that only the second lashon of Rami Bar Chama argues with Pliga de Rabbi Lozer. Rashi says, the shtei lishonot of Rami Bar Chama arguing with Rabbi Lozer obviously had a different girsa in Rami Bar Chama. And that's what you had in the Shita Kamupet said yesterday, that the first lashon of Rami Bar Chama is the same as the Ikadamri, according to Rashi. It's Ein Chitzui. The first lashon says Ein Chitzui, and the second lashon was even a bigger question, that if Bishat Heter Abamot or Shalom Bishat Heter Abamot. That was the question according to Rashi. The Lashon that we read in the Shita Mekubetzet, you can see it as well as on the side of the Gemara, the alternative Lashon. In both Lashonot, according to Rami Bar Chama, the Bama Ketana, or that which belonged on the Bama Ketana, did not take on the Dinim of the Bama Gdola. And therefore, in the first Lashon, which is the same as the second Lashon in our Gemara, then it says, Ein Chitzui. If you take something from a Bama Ketana and bring it in, it doesn't get the Dinim of Bama Gdola. In the second Lashon that we don't have, which is that if you did it, Bizman Isra Bamot, or if you did it Bizman Heter Abamot, then Bizman Heter Abamot, it's not Kolet, it doesn't have a din of Klita, it doesn't end up on the Bama Gdola, it doesn't take on the din of Bama Gdola. And then it's Pliga de Rabbi Lazar. Now, Pliga de Rabbi Lazar is on everything. Rabbi Lazar argues on both points. He says that, that's even Bishat Heter Abamot, and even if it was designated for Bama Yachid, you bring it to Bama Gdola. So they would argue on both Lashonot according to Rashi. Now, Rashi makes one other thing, says one other thing that's very important here. If you look, he mentions it a number of times on the Kufchaf, but you can see on the top line here. Shechnisa garas bid Rabbi Lazar, shechnisa l'acha sheshachta b'chutz. Rashi says the Shechita happened outside, by the not inside, but not by the Bamat Tzibur, but out by the Bamat Yachid. So now if I go back to this, that's what it says here. Damar Rabbi Lazar, olat Bamat Yachid, sheshachta b'chutz. You shechted it outside. And then ichnisa b'ifnim, then you took it inside, kolta mechitzot l'chodavar. Then it becomes the possession of the Mizbeach. Now let's continue to read. Bar Rabbi Zera, olat Bamat Yachid, and olat Bamat Yachid, sheshachta b'chutz, that was shechted outside, Then Iknisa Bifnim, he brought it in, Veltziya Lachutz, and then he took it back out. Mahu, what's the din? Mi Amrina, do we say, came in dialogue, Kaltola Mechizata, Duma came in the Hadar Adar? Vlav Hainu Pukta, the Rabbi of Rav Yosef. This sounds exactly like the Machlokis of Rabbi and Rav Yosef. It's not. Koche Kodashim Shishachtam Bidarom Moalim Behem. They had Vishkita Bidarom. Oh, so here was, that's exactly it. Darom is not Safon. You do the Shechita in the Darom like you do the Shechita by the Bamat Yachid. Then you take it into the place with the Bamat Gdola. Here you take it onto the Mizbeach. Let's go.
Is Bafutz Mamash considered like Bamat Yachid?
There's no Chutz. Remember, by Bamat Yachid there are no Chutz. So it's the equivalent of Darom and Safon inside of the Migdash. Because there's no Gedarim. There's no Mechitzot by Bamat Yachid. Now, that's the question. This is the question. The question that we have according to Rashi is Ibailuhu, Imalu, Masha Yerdu. If they end up on the Mizbech, what should they come down? This is exactly our question then. What do you have? A Shechita Bachutz by Bamat Yachid, that's Shechita B'Darom. Then I take it into the Bama Gdola, here it ends up on the Mizbeach. So now the question is, I ended up on the Mizbeach, does it stay on the Mizbeach or does it come down? Same question here, if it goes into the Bama Gdola, does it stay there? Or does it come out back out to the Bama Tiachid? Rabba Amar, it can't be Lo Yalu, but Rashi's Girsa has it that Rabba Amar, Rabba's Girsa is Yerdu, Rav Yosef Amar, Lo Yerdu, will not go down. Rabba says that they come down, and Rav Yosef says they don't come down. Now, Tibai the Rabba and Tibai the Rav Yosef. Tibai the Rabba, Kan Lo Kamar Rabba, that Yerdu, that the only time that it works is because the Mizbeach is Mikadeshit only Ro'uim La. This is not Ro'uim, it's not really Psul of a Kodesh, so therefore it's not Ro'uim, it comes down. Here by the Mechitzot, even though it's not Ro'uim La, because it was done, the Shechita was done outside by the Bamat Yachid, nevertheless, Mechitzot can be Kolet. They don't have this definition of Ro'uim La or Lo, Mitum Lo. And Afilo Rav Yosef, Akanon Kamar Rav Yosef, Hatam Elad Dechad Makomu. Now this is that idea that Chad Makomu means that it's Safon and Darom are really still within the Azara. Over here it's Shtei Mekomot, it's still outside the Mechitzot and then inside the Mechitzot. True, but Machachi doesn't have Mechitzot, but the Magdala does have Mechitzot. And then maybe that's considered to be two different entities. And that what the Gemara leaves is a Teiku. So you have two Girsot. You have the Girsot that we have with our Girsot, which is Tosafot. You have the Girsot of Rashi. The difference between them are substantial because, number one, the question of whether this argues on both. Pligat Rabbi Elazar argues on both statements of Rami Rechama, only one. Rashi says it argues on both statements of Rami Rechama. Tosafot says it only argues on the latter statement of Rami Rechama. Number two is the question of where the Shechita was done. According to Tosafot, the Shechita was done by the Bama Gdola. It was designated for Bama Yachid, but the Shechita was done inside by the Bama Gdola. According to Rashi, the Shechita was done outside by the Bama Yachid. And the final difference between them is what's the question from the Gemara and Milah, or the Mishnah and Milah? Is the question from the Mishnah and Milah that once they've ended up on the Mizbeach and Shalta Behen Or, the fire already took hold of them and then they come off, do you take them back up? Or is the question more fundamental, like Rashi says, is Imalu in the first place, and Lo Shalta Behen Or, what's the din? Do we leave them up there or do we bring them back down? So that's the difference between them. The question that really arises in Rashi's Shita, I mean, easy to understand why Rashi took the Shita, because it now is exactly like the Gemara and Megillah. Otherwise, you have two different Gemarot that are quoting the same exact thing, the same Mahalich, and they're talking about two different things. Tosos solves that by saying one of them is talking about Shalta ben Or, that's our Gemara, and the Gemara Megillah is talking about Shalom Shalta ben Or. That's how he differentiates between the two cases. Rashi says, no, you got to read the Gemara exactly the same. Because of that, he then tries to read the Gemara this way. The difficulty with Rashi is that are the cases so similar now? And that's what you asked before. Because the question here was, Hotziya lachutz, mahu. Over here, he took it out. I mean, as opposed to the Mizbeach, according to Rashi, the way the Mizbeach reads is that they took it onto the Mizbeach and it was left on the Mizbeach. Now, should you take it off or not take it off? So there you're actively taking off the Mizbeach or not actively taking off the Mizbeach. Here, by the case of Bama Ktana, Bama Gdola, you took it out from the Bama Gdola. You already took it outside. The question is, do you have to return it? That sounds much more like the way Tosos is reading it. It was inside at one point, it was on the Mizbeach at one point, came off, do you return it? That sounds like the Girsa that Tosos has. Rashi's Girsa, it's on the Mizbeach, now it's a question, do I remove it or not? Our question that was raised by Rabbi Zera is not in a case where it's in the Bama Gdola, do I take it out? No. No, it's on the Bama Gdola and you took it out already. What's the din? So that the match between them is not so exact according to Rashi, it's much more exact according to Tosafot. So you understand the strength and weakness of each pshat.
And Tosafot has the
right.
mentioned it.
Which isn't, it's not, right? Later in the Gemara it's going to mention it, but right. The strength and weakness of each pshat, right? So Tosfos's strength is that the case matches much better with the question of Rabbi Zeira.
But it doesn't match the other Mishnah.
Mishnah and the Gemara Mi'ilah, and he has to come up with this difference of Shalta Menor. Rashi has the Gemara's matching now, so that's better, but his case then is not exactly the same as the question of Rabbi Zeira. All right, believe it all as a teku. All right, now the Gemara continues. Milta de pshitele the rabbo b'chad giso, the Rabbi Yosef b'chad giso. We have something that was simple to Rabbo and Rabbi Yosef in terms of at least one sad. Miboyle the Rabbi Yanai. For Rabbi Yanai, it was still a question. To buy Rabbi Yanai. Evrei olat b'mat yechid shalu l'mizbeach v'yardu mahu. They went up onto the mizbeach and then they came off. What is the din? Heicha delo mashle behena or loti b'ayla. So this is where Tosfos got his pshat from. If the fire already didn't take hold of them, then there's nothing to talk about. And then you don't put them back on. Kiti b'ayloch, the question here really exists is heicha de mashle ben or. When the or already took hold of them, what's the din? Because they're ivarim that belong to a bamat yachid. They now put on the mizbeach. They are due. And then they came off the mizbeach. Do they get returned? Now, it's a mashle ben or. What's the din? Teku. He leaves that as a teku. Rabbi Yannai is uncertain as to what it is. Now, at least according to Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, at least we had one sad that they would have made sense then, that they could have argued that it should have stayed up there. Now, we have a suffix about here in our case, because it's different, maybe it's different than Mizbeach, not different than Mizbeach, by the case of Mechitzot. But by Mizbeach, to them it was clear what the din would be. By Mizbeach, whether it should be put back on or not put back on, that was a clear din for them. Over here, Rabbi Yannai doesn't even have clarity about the Mizbeach aspect of it. Even on the Mizbeach, he's unsure whether you should put it back on or not put it back on. And that is, again, only in a case be mashla behena or, and that's what Tosfos imposes on the previous sugya and says, the previous sugya must be and have talked about mashla behena or. And again, his proof, it's not a bad proof here, is from the fact that our Gemara over here reads that the only question that Rabbi Yannai has, which is the cleric where Rabbi and Yosef were certain, is a case of mashla behen ha'or. Rashi obviously has to change the question of Rabbi Yannai over here. Because according to Rashi, the Gemara doesn't, this sounds like Tosfos, which is, the question was, it went on the Mizbeach, came off, do you put it back on? That's the case according to Tosfos. But according to Rashi, how could Rabbi Yannai be talking about such a thing when Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef weren't talking about that case? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says over here, Dibai Rabbi Yannai, look at Rashi's girsa, is Evrei olat v'machachid shalu l'mizbeach mahu shiirdu. Rashi's question in Rabbi Yannai is the same as the question that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef had before, which is, if it went on the Mizbeach, do you take it off or not? The girsa that we have in front of us, again, follows the girsa of Tosafot, which says, it went on the Mizbeach, came down, can you return it to the Mizbeach? So again, Rashi will be consistent in his shita and also change the question of Rabbi Yannai to match what he thinks the question is for Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Right, now, Itmar. Shechitat laila b'mat yachid. If you have a shechita at night, on a b'mat yachid, what is the din? Rav Shmuel. Wait, we have an argument, so it's a Rav Shmuel, we don't know who. Chad amar kshera, v'chad amar psula. One says kasher, one says pasul. Wait, Rashi's girsa reads, if you look in this, Rashi girsa arach yasina, itmar olat b'mat yachid sheshokta b'layla. Rav amar kasher, Shmuel amar pasul. So Rashi assigns their opinions. He says, Rav says kasher, Shmuel says pasul. The way we have the girsa in our Gemara, it tells us that they have Rav and Shmuel. We don't know who's who in the girsa over here. They said, uplige kamiflige be Rabbi Elazar. They're arguing in the position of Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar rami kraya adodi. Elazar asks a question from the psukim in Shmuel Aleph. It's in the battle with the Plishtim. And the battle with the Plishtim, Shaul goes out to battle with him, and Yonatan his son goes. Then Yonatan breaks away from the Marachot, breaks away from the army, and he goes and he attacks the Plishtim by himself. Him and his Yosei Kelim climb the mountain, and they attack the Plishtim by themselves. Shaul sees from afar that something's going on in the camp of the Plishtim. There's a lot of confusion there, and there's killing and everything like that, and they only enter the battle or enter the fray later on. Yonatan is nowhere near his father when he enters the battle. When Shaul goes into the battle, he makes everybody take a neder. He says, whoever eats today will be tachat this kerem and will be killed. Yonatan did not hear his father because he wasn't with his father, and he ends up eating. They pass in the yard, he comes to the forest, he eats some of the honey from that. Now, in that process, when they get to the end of the day, it says over there that when they finished up, the people were taking from the shalau, from the animals, and they were eating them. It's not clear what the psukim are talking about. They were eating them terem she yatsa dam, where the blood left them. Does that mean they were eating without shechita? Does that mean they didn't wait for the dam to come out? Whatever they were doing something wrong. Shaul makes an announcement to the Am, bring me all the animals, because I will do shechita on them, so that nobody does a sin after this success here. Now, obviously, part of it's caused by the fact that Shaul made them fast all day, and they were fighting the police, and they're starving, they need to eat. So, Jonathan criticizes his father over there. And whether he was right or wrong is machlokes Rabbi Shonim, is criticism of his father. But then they have these two psukim that come out after which, which is Vayomer Begatem. This is heresy. Golei Layom Evan Gedola. Bring in front of me a huge stone. And what does Shaul mean? Shaul means that he's going to bring a large stone to be the mizbech, and he'll shech the animals on this bamat yachid. But over there it says Golei Layom Evan Gedola. During the daytime, bring me over. Then the following pasuk is the next pasuk right afterwards. So it says Vayomer Shaul, putzu ba'am. You know, go out to the Yam. Ve'amartem lahem egishu elai ish sharov ish siyehu. Everybody bring me their shor, their seh. Ushchatetem bazeh. You shech them here. Ve'achaltem. And then eat it. Ve'lo techetu la'ashem. So you do not sin to Hashem. Le'echo. The pasuk says el, not al, there. El hadam. And here it probably makes more sense. It's al hadam, but the pasuk actually says el hadam. Ve'yagishu kolam ish sharo. Biado. Everybody brought their animals. Halayla, vayishchatu sham, and they shechted them there. So the first pasuk sounds like Shaul saying during the daytime. The second pasuk says at night. So how do you reconcile between them? Mar mishani, one reconciles kan bechulim, kan bekodshim. The talking about depends what the chulim that they shechted could be done even at night. The kodshim could only be done during the daytime. So that meant that a bamat yachid was limited to daytime. So according to the gears that we have in front of us, we don't know who said this. According to Rashi, this would be the position of Shmuel. Omar mishani. That this would be, again, according to our gear, so we don't know who this is. According to Rashi, this would be the Shita of Rav, that there's a difference between a Bama Gdola and a Bama Ktana. A Bama Ktana can be done a day or night, whereas a Bama Gdola can only be done during the day. So the difference between them is one was done during the day, which means the Bama Gdola, one was done at night, which is the Bama Ktana. But they, all of these were Bama Ktana. There is no Bama Gdola here, they're out in the field. It says, bring me a stone, if I yom. So Rashi explains here, and it's not so simple, but he says, these were animals that were mukdash to put on the bamagdola, even though they were put on a bamagdola instead, they still have the dinim of a bamagdola. So that's the differentiation that we made here. Bamagdola, bamagdola doesn't mean they ended up on a bamagdola or bamagdola, but they were designated for the bamagdola, designated for bamagdola, even though they were all done on bamagdola. So it retained the din of the bamagdola that has to only be done during the day, whereas a bamagdola does not have that difference between them.
No one suggests that the process of shechting hundreds of behemoths could have extended from daytime to nighttime.
Oh, you're asking what pshat is? Pshat in the psukim is, yeah, clearly. That's what happened, that they started the day and went through the night. That's clearly pshat. I mean, the Gemara is asking a stira, which it's an imposed stira to come up with a conclusion. It's not, you could read the psukim not having a stira between them. I'm not sure that you have to do what the Gemara did. I agree with you. I don't think you have to do it. Alright, itmar. Ulat bamat yachid. We're talking about an ulat that goes on a bamat yachid. Rav amar in tuna hefshet nituach. Rabbi Yochanan amar tuna hefshet nituach. Does it require hefshet and nituach? The flaying of the skins and the cutting up of the vevarim, the quartering of the animal. Says in the midbar they didn't have tuna, so now when I'm talking about the midbar, I can't be talking about all 40 years in the midbar. I'm talking about prior to the building of the Mishkan, prior to the Ol Moed. That means at Sinai, when they did the Olot at Sinai, they didn't have Hefshet Nituach. After they built the Mishkan, then they had a din of Hefshet Nituach from Ol Moed and onward. Makes no difference. That's the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Umar Sabar Rav's position is Bamagdala in Bamaktana lo. That only applies by a Bamagdala, does not apply to a Bamaktana. Tanya Kavate de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brace that supports this position of Rabbi Yochanan. Tareem Shimon Bamagdala to Bamaktana. These are differences between a Bamagdala and a Bamaktana. Karen, Vikevesh, Visod, Viribua. These are not required in a Bamaktana. You don't need Karnot, a Mizbeach. You don't need a ramp up to it. You don't need any Yisod around it. And Ribua, which we've discussed in the past, whether that means literally that it has to be 90 degree angle squared off, or, as Rav Yoel Ben-Nun had suggested, that Ribua here means it has to be squared off against Ruchot Olam. Is it a diamond against the corners of the Ruchot Olam or the sides of the Ruchot Olam? So you don't require that because there's no Lifnei Ol Moed. There's no Lifnei Petach. When you have Lifnei Petach Ol Moed, you can square it off to Ruchot Olam. If it's not Lifnei Petach Ol Moed, then you have it as a diamond because the corners become Ruchot HaOlam. So those are not required by Bamak Tana, but so that's what it says. Keren Bekevesh Vyisov Ribua Bamak Dola, and Keren Vyisov Bekevesh Ribua Bamak Tana. Kior Bekano. You need it, you have it. Rashi claims the reason you have it by the Bama Gdola is because it has to be placed ben ol moed or ben hamizbeach, which is only applicable by Bama Gdola, not applicable by Bama Gdola. I would have said a simpler explanation. We said yesterday there's no richutz yadayim v'raglayim by Bama Gdola. There's no richutz yadayim v'raglayim. What do you need a kiyor v'rakano for? So that, I think, would have been a simpler way to say it. Chazev v'shok Bama Gdola ein chazev v'shok Bama Gdola. We saw this yesterday. Chazev v'shok, which have the din of tznufa lifnei Hashem, they only apply to a Bama Gdola, not to a Bama Gdola. Those are the differences between them. Devarim sheshavta Bama Gdola Bama Gdola, things that are equal or the same. Shchita Bama Gdola v'ktana. You have to do shchita in both. And then here's the proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Hefshevi nituach b'gdola v'ktana. Do hefshevi nituach both on a Gdola v'ktana. It's pretty straightforward that this writer supports the position of Rabbi Yochanan. Dam matir mifagel. In both of them, the dam is the matir to eat the basar. When you do the matnot dam in the mizbeach. And you can have pigol. The dam, or through the zikat dam, you can have pigol. B'gdola v'ktana. Mumin, uzman. Mumim apply both to Bama Gdola and Bama Gdola. You can't bring a bal mom on either of them. Vizman. And they're mukbal vizman, meaning that kodshim kalim are eaten for 2 days and one night. The kodshei kodashim, it's really not kodshei kodashim, the todah, which is the subset of the shlamim, is eaten for a day and a night. So those, all those manim apply, both by a Bama Gdola uketana. Now that was the end of the Braita. Now the Gemara moves on to the last piece of our Mishnah, which says, Aval notar azman vatameh shavin bezeh bezeh. Tarnobanan, minayim lasod zman bebama ktana ke bama gdola. How do I know that zman applies to a bama ktana just like it applies to a bama gdola? Now the gears here, we skip the, that was just in parentheses, damar tara. I would have thought otherwise. Why? Lan yisareif viyotze yisareif. We have a din of lan, which means that you left it over too late, past the zman, viyotze, it's something that's taken outside the mechitzot. Both of them are nisraf if it's done to them. Ma yotze kasher bebama. And a bama ktana, there's no such thing as yotze because there's no mechitzot. Everything's fine. So aflan kasher bebama. So to lan should have the same din. There should be no mugbal. Just like the mechitzot are not mugbalot, so to the zman should not be mugbal by there. V'lav kal b'chomehu. Gemara says, no, it's a kal b'chomer. Mi ofot. Going out from birds, that it's not that way. Why? Ma ofot she'ena mum posel behem. We've learned already that ain't tamud v'zichrut by ofot. Zman posel behem. There the zman is posel behem. Kodshei bama ktana, shamum posel behem. Kodshei bama ktana, where zmum does apply to them, because we never have a dispensation saying otherwise, enu din shazman posel behem, then certainly the zman should affect them. Gemara says, wait, you could say something else. Malo ofot shekein ein azar kasher ben. Talk about ofot. Azar can't do avoda by ofot. They have the same din of a kohen. Tomar b'mak tana shazar kasher. B'mak tana is a kula. You can't make a kal v'chomer from a b'mak tana from a of, because a b'mak tana also has a tzad kula, which is that it can have a zar work on it. Boye zman poselba. So therefore, maybe zman shouldn't affect it. Talmud lomar. And this is the answer. The answer is we need a pasuk. We need a limit from a pasuk. Because otherwise, I would have tried to make a kal v'chomer. It doesn't work. I would have the hekesh between lan and yotze, and that would tell me that there shouldn't be a zman by a bama ktana. The answer is, Talmud Omar, v'zot torat zevach hashlamim, the torat zevach hashlamim is there's Torah achat b'chol hashlamim. Torah achat b'chol hashlamim is ben bama gdola, ben bama ktana. Lasot zman bama ktana, kizman bama gdola. And that is because in the parsha of zot torat zevach hashlamim, it talks about pigul there. The din of pigul is found in that parsha of zot torat zevach hashlamim. So when I say Torah achat b'chol hashlamim, that means that's the din of pigul applies. Now, pigul only applies if we're talking about there is a zman mugbal. Pigul can't apply if there's no zman. If there's no end to the zman, then there's no din of pigul. So that means that there has to be a zman, there has to be pigul. And from pigul, that's how I know the other dinim in our Mishnah. The other dinim in our Mishnah of notar and tameh are all of these items that come out of that parsha over there. So that's what you say. Ma'amur botunyan zman l'todab zman l'shlamim. Umachshev pigul. V'ad yitzrik libuni mishum da'ati mibinyanav da'alan. Because if you didn't do that, you would make a binyanav from an and yotze yisareif lo yifsel ba'zman l'fikach utzruchu l'raboto. Therefore, they included it. V'notar nami bi'pigul yalif mi'gzer shavda avon avon. Notar will be learnt out from pigul with a gzer shavah v'tamei nami b'hai parsha daktiv, and that's tamei. So that's what our Mishnah said, that notar, zman and tamei all apply to a bama ktana because of this limud of zot Torat ha zevach shlamim, Torah chat b'chol ha shlamim. Okay, we'll end here. Adulach, my second zvachi.